Today is Monday, August 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. So I realize I'm gonna refund. I know all of you guys pay per episode. And I realize I didn't put out my fifth episode last week. So you're all getting a refund of exactly what you pay for one episode. So you guys can all go to your bank accounts and you can look and you can that sounds a little snippy, doesn't it? I'm flexing my don't be a people pleaser muscles. Last week was my birthday and I just was not able to put out that fifth episode. So I know nobody's giving me a hard time about that. I do have a voicemail, however, from Daniel Brewer, and I know that because he emailed it to me. So let's go ahead and listen to that voicemail after I enter my dadgum PIN number on
whatever. So, I wanted to talk to you about this get-together with your mother thing, but yeah. Something more urgent and pressing has come up that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
You just mentioned on your Friday show that you wish you could hire an interior designer.
You're very loud.
Pick out the right kind of bar stools and the right kind of furniture for the different rooms and everything.
Yeah.
Just because landscapers won't return your call doesn't mean interior designers won't. you could just call one.
Well,
they don't even necessarily have to be local. There's some interior designers that can do it just based off pictures.
True.
You should really, really just hire an interior designer. That's not that big of a deal. Oh, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for your call, Daniel. I really appreciate it. I'm going to do this every single time I play a voicemail, so you guys just get used to it. But someone actually said, Adam, it's so ridiculous that you talk back to your voicemails. And they didn't say it in those exact words, but they did say it. So I'm going to continue to talk back to voicemails. Daniel, did you realize that your nose whistles when you're talking into a microphone? It also happened on the podcast occasionally. But I do appreciate your call. I know what Daniel's going to say when I talk to him next. He'll be like, you attack people when they call and leave a voicemail. I do. But I'm sorry. I really am. I'll give you a refund. All right. So I just want to read some Twitter messages here. Oh, sorry. I didn't respond to Daniel. So yes, Daniel, I do realize that I could hire an interior designer. And Mark and I did discuss that, but actually interior designers are really expensive. Now, maybe there is a service online that you can go to, where it's cheaper. I don't know. I haven't done that research. But if you hire an interior designer, they're sometimes hundreds of dollars an hour, or at the very least, 100 or more per hour. And maybe it's worth it. I don't know. But I mean, we have not contemplated, or we haven't. It's not that we decided we weren't going to necessarily, but we have not allocated money for paying someone to help design the interior. But it could be a good idea. I don't know. I'll look into it. Apparently, I'm getting nothing done in the yard this year, so it's not like that money's going there. Although Walmart did tell us that they're not guaranteeing any bonuses for next year, even though we're currently doing very well. But apparently in the earnings call, management called out over and over to investors that we think the economy is going to get much worse in the fall and the winter because Congress refuses to. They didn't say this, but basically because the stimulus stuff has all expired And so all those people that are no longer getting the extra, it's not funny, I don't know why I laughed, but all the people that are no longer getting the extra money in their paycheck won't be shopping at Walmart anymore, or will be reducing what they're spending. And so the thought process is we may decline, sales may decline in the last two quarters of the year. And so we got an email saying, we think you may get a bonus next year based on how we're doing so far, but because of these uncertain times, we're not actually giving out targets. And so we can't tell you. So, I mean, who knows? So maybe I need to save that money that I was going to spend on a hot tub and an interior designer. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for your call, Daniel. So back to Twitter, Geeky Gay. Gary Bearden says, Geeky Gay, are you okay? No little show on Tuesday. Yes, I'm fine. I may have already read that one. We got a request for the YouTube channel for Mix Minus. I did realize, and I know that's not the same podcast. I know Mix Minus is a different podcast, but I will say there is a YouTube channel. Daniel and I are recapping Lower Decks, which is a cartoon Star Trek that is new, that is available on CBS All Access. If you would like to see me, see Daniel, you can actually go to mixminuspodcast.com/YouTube. Again, that's mixminuspodcast.com/YouTube, and that will take you directly to our channel. And please subscribe if you do, because we're trying to get new subscribers so we can get the vanity URL from YouTube. Dean Barney says he demands an additional show on Saturday, otherwise he will cancel his membership and stop paying you. Oh, wait a minute, .. Yeah, Dean, you're getting a refund of exactly what you paid, so everything should be perfectly cool. It's in the mail already. Faye Driver, this is not related to the podcast, but I'm just reading through all these Twitters. He says that Geeky Gay TV is always in those hot tubs at the Pride 48 conventions. Exactly. That's why I'm trying to get a hot tub here, but I can't get a landscaper. Joan of Snark, which is Wes Stone, says, so some male character gets hit in the nards of every Lower Decks episode? Also, why doesn't Jerry O'Connell's voice sound like him? I really shouldn't be answering Mix Minus a Mix Minus or Lower Decks question on this show, so I'll keep going. All right. Kathy Bacon says, step one, how many inches from the floor to the counter where the bar stools were sit? Step two, will sit. How many inches below the counter do you want your lap? Step three, how wide is the overhang of the counter? How deep will the seats be? Second recommendation, I have bar counter in my kitchen and I have a tall kitchen chairs in lieu of bar stools. Furniture stores here sell kitchen chairs and sets. We got 8 chairs with our table, but when we don't have the leaf in, it's too small for 8. And she gave me a picture. Kathy, I appreciate all of those suggestions, and I do, you know, the measuring part is helpful. We've done that. So, I mean, we know the height that we want, but it's more about design. Like, there are so many designs out there and we just don't know like what design we think would look good in our room. And we want to make a good choice because we're going to be spending, well, my parents are going to be spending, you know, quite a bit of money on these bar stools, and we don't want to, and because we're ordering them online, as you do, we don't want them to come in and we go, oh my God, these are so ugly in the room. And so, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to figure out, is like, we think we like something in a picture, but I know there are those apps where you can do that 3D where you point your camera phone. I guess all phones are cameras, so that doesn't really work, but you point your phone at the place that you're going to set the furniture, and then you have that AR, that virtual reality, augmented reality, where you see the thing. That doesn't look real to me. I've tried it before with the IKEA app and some other apps, and it doesn't look real to me, and it doesn't give me any other information than I already had. So I don't find that to be useful. But anyway, it's all about, and what if we have bad taste? What if we think something looks good, but it really looks horrible? I mean, I guess all that really matters is what we think, because we're going to be, you know, living with it. But, you know, when people come over after COVID in another 3 years or something, we don't want them to think, oh my God, what kind of taste do these people have? I don't know. I don't get this one at all. Kathy Bacon says, ah, there's a spa store in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where you can design your own bar stools. It's called Splash City. Why would a bar stool place be called Splash City? I don't understand that. You get to choose the seat width and depth and covering wood or metal legs. Splash City? And why are you saying spa store? It doesn't. Why are you mixing spa with bar stool? Maybe that's the joke, but I'm not really getting it. Also, Kathy Bacon says, where's the Saturday episode? She needs some white noise. How dare you? How dare you use my podcast as white noise? But yeah, again, Kathy, you're getting a refund for the Saturday episode. Just watch your either your mailbox or your bank account, depending on whether you set up direct deposit or not when you signed up for the podcast. she says I should get a riding lawnmower. Too late. I already spent like a whole bunch of money on all this equipment that we've got. And Gary Bearden says chat room is not working for Pride 48. Gary, we're not using a chat room anymore. We're using Discord. So if that's what you were talking about, I don't know. Sorry. And there was a couple of Mix Minus things, but I won't go over those. We'll go over those on maybe on Mix Minus on Saturday from Nessa. I hate to like leave Nessa out, but she says she subscribed to our Lower Decks recap. So thank you, Nessa. I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you all for the tweets. And thank you, Daniel, for the voicemail. Nothing happened since I recorded last. I mean, the weekend happened, but literally we watched a bunch of Netflix. Amazon Prime. I got Mark into watching Goliath. I'm not even sure if he likes it. But I got him into watching it, so we pretty much watched that. And then I had, you know, my normal stuff, the mowing of the lawn and the recording of the Mix Minus. I was in a very crabby mood, and I want to publicly apologize to my co-host and friend, longtime friend Daniel Brewer, because I was very snippy live on the stream last Saturday. I don't know. I know we have COVID and everyone's having all this free time, but I've just been so busy. And I love doing a podcast with Daniel and I don't want to stop, but I do get tired occasionally. And for whatever reason, I was tired and in a bad mood and I snipped. Anyway, so I want to apologize. But I recorded Mix Minus with Daniel. And then on Sunday, we did our normal grocery shopping and all of that kind of good stuff. And that was it. Today I did find out a work thing that I'm really happy about, and if I remember, and I made a big purchase as well. Why do I do that? Anyway, I'll tell you guys about that on tomorrow's episode if I remember. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.